Hello, hello, hello! What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started almost 5 years ago for my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. My name is Road Rage Randy. Welcome to my podcast. This is a mobile-based podcast where we drive around the roads of Minnesota and talk about whatever the fuck we want to. If you are new here, I welcome you very, very much. If you are my Applebee's waitress from last night that asked me about my podcast, well, welcome aboard to the podcast. Like I said, we talk about whatever the hell we want. How is everybody doing today? That's the important question. I hope you guys are doing great. First, we're going to start off with what the hell is new in Road Rage Randy? What has happened over the last week? Well, I had a 47-mile... Yeah, I had a 47-mile run week last week. 6,400 feet of elevation gain. We've been absolutely killing it. Sticking straight to the diet. Feeling absolutely incredible. The guy that I look up to, this is important to me. The guy I look up to that runs locally, he does like 100 milers and 200 milers. We actually ran a very similar route last Sunday, and I commented on his. I said, very similar route, nice work. I said, we passed in the campground. He goes, I thought that was you. And it sounds like him and I are going to get together for a little bit of a run. We run relatively the same pace. He is just the superior runner in the sense that that guy runs 200 milers. And I'm going to be tackling my first 50 miler this year. But I really look up to that guy and I'm very impressed with what he does. So pretty awesome. We're going to get together here in the next couple of weeks and get a nice little training run in. I'm super excited for that. Yesterday, I ended up purchasing more concert tickets. I'm so fucking excited for this one. If you guys have followed me, you will know that the progression of or the evolution of the female artists that I listened to way back in middle school, I was a major Kelly Clarkson fan, and then I switched over to Avril Lavigne, and then obviously these days we are really deeply in love with Lana Del Rey. But my love for Avril still persists, and I ended up buying tickets. So I had plans to get tickets with one of my friends. Shout out to Rock. If Rock's listening, shout out to Rock. We had planned on getting tickets, and then I had a friend actually tag me and say this concert was meant for us. So I said, you know what? I'm getting tickets for me and Rock. If you want to join, I'll buy the tickets. Just pay me back whenever. And he said, if they're reasonable, I'm down. So I went ahead and I purchased three tickets. $55, and then after fees, they're like $80. But that's actually pretty reasonable. I think I paid $120 for my Blink 182 tickets. So basically what we have is Avril Lavigne is my fifth most listened to artist. My number one and my number three is bands that Tom DeLonge is in. So I'm seeing three of my top five this summer. All we're missing is Lana Del Rey, and then Con Volk is like, I don't even know if he's making music right now. He kind of goes in and out of making music, and he was playing poker for a little bit. God, when I was watching poker streams, we'd see Con Volk on there, and it's like, bro, aren't you supposed to be making music right now? But anyways, I'm super excited for the Avril Lavigne. It's Avril Lavigne and Simple Plan, actually. So two bands that are fucking, and All Time Low. And someone in the Serpents or something. And the Girlfriends, I believe it's called. But I'm pumped for that. That's going to be super fun. I have a super great summer coming up. as far as what else is new, that's about it. So anyways, I wanted to figure out what the hell am I going to talk about today. I haven't read any new books lately. I haven't watched any movies. So I decided and the PWHL, we ain't talking about that anymore. We had like two PWHL podcasts in a row, and the women's team has just been, I hate to say they're shit in the bed, because they've been getting points. They lost in a shootout, and then they lost in regulation against Montreal. So, you know what? Yeah, we can say we're shit in the bed. We had a really strong beginning of the season, but we're not going to talk about that. I had a coworker suggest I talk about driving, because we are the Driving with Randy podcast. So I figured, all right, sure, let's talk about driving. Let's talk about some of the most fun drives I've been on, the scariest drives I've been on, the, I don't know. Let's just talk about some drives. So the first one that came to mind was, I actually don't remember if I have a podcast on this. I know I had the podcast during this time. It was probably 3 or 4 years ago when I was in the 2007 Toyota Sienna, the silver edition. Shout out mom for donating me her car when I was first driving. God bless. It was wonderful. Just the headlights were very tinted, and it was just really, really hard to see. Now, so I remember I was going to a cup stacking tournament, and it was in Sparta, Wisconsin. And it was, I think Sparta is 3 hours from me. So I figured, you know what? I'm not gonna call into work. I'm gonna go to work. Just my friend needs to be at my house. So my friend, shout out Bryce. Bryce is now a sub 3 hour marathoner. But so Bryce, he got super fat at one point. And I hadn't seen him in like a year and a half. And I said, Bryce, you just have to be at my house at this time and I'll drive us there. And Bryce goes, you're not even going to recognize me. I said, what the fuck does that mean? Dude actually just lost like an insane amount of weight. He went full, full on keto. He went on a 2 week water fast, and he just, he's fucking killing it. He said that was one of the most spiritual journeys he's ever been on. That's kind of crazy. Oh no, the police just got someone. Oh, they turned the lights. Dude, they pulled over already. It's game over. We're out here on the sketchy part of Snelling Avenue. Oh baby, they're going after whoever that was. But anyways, so I picked my friend up, and we're gonna go to Sparta, and I got this shit box of a vehicle. Like, you can't see more than like, what the hell's going on over there? Bro, they've got like three cops. Someone's getting in trouble. Oh, okay. Anyways, so like, got this shit box car, and we're driving in the middle of bumfuck Wisconsin where there's no lights. We're on some highway. There's no, I honest to God, I think you take 94 the whole way to Sparta. You take 94 to like some road over there, but it gets to the point where there's no lights. Dude, that was the scariest ride I had ever been on. Like, you're literally just crossing your fingers and praying that the deer aren't there. That was super fucking scary. Highly do not recommend you drive that way. Anyways, so another drive that, God, I'm just recalling, that the most frustrating drive I think I'd ever been on, I had to be to work. Now, if it snows, I just naturally leave really fucking early because I know traffic's gonna be bad. Whatever reason, we live in Minnesota and people just don't understand how to drive in the snow. Now, we're fortunate in the sense that we haven't had to really worry about that this year. We haven't gotten much snow. But God, we had a full-on blizzard. I'm like, I gotta make it to work. I think I left 2.5 hours early. Maybe just two. I might have just left 2 hours early. It took me 3.5 hours to make my normal 25-minute drive. Now, the reason this happened was, again, Highway 94, there's this part in St. Paul, I think they call it Spaghetti Junction. All these roads intertwine. You got 35E, 35W, you got, it's every fucking road you can imagine. And they all intertwine. Now, once you hit a certain point, I don't know what road that is, you literally can't get off. Like, there is no exit for like a 2 mile strip. We were, so there's a hill. Semis were stuck and they weren't able to get up. And there was cars just getting stuck in the middle. And then, you know, because we sit there and we wait, you get this black ice accumulating, you get the snow accumulating, so other cars are having trouble getting started. It was the most frustrating drive I think I have ever been on. And actually, I remember specifically, I was listening to two albums the entire time. I just had them both on repeat. One was by a band called Kraftspell, which makes, I don't know how you describe it, kind of like indie rock, I suppose. And then one was Sunbeam Sound Machine. Sunbeam Sound Machine is kind of like psychedelic softness. They have some, one of their albums just is fucking amazing. I absolutely love it. That was so frustrating because, like, I'm actually on the part where I, like, it was smooth sailing once you got up this hill, but it took 2.5 hours. I was an hour and a half late to work. I literally stepped out of my car. I text someone. I said, listen, I'm on my way. I'm going to be there. I was so frustrated that day. Like, no one questioned it. It was just like, all right, you're here. Yeah. Just do your job. Like, no one questioned it. It was so damn frustrating. One of the most scenic drives I've ever been on. So I'm just going to be honest. I went down to Kansas City, and that is the least scenic drive I have ever fucking been on in my life. It's just cornfield. It was so fucking boring. I had four other people in this car, and God, that was just, fuck that drive. I will not make that drive again. I'm not driving that. I will ride passenger. That is just not for me. God, I'm trying to think. The most scenic drive I've ever been on as far as in-state was honestly probably on my way down to La Crosse. I went down to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I don't know what road it is. It's right along the river. Like, there's a Minnesota side and there's a Wisconsin side. It's just so beautiful. It's kind of like driving through Stillwater too. I love nature. If you guys haven't noticed that by now, I just fucking love nature. Obviously I have a whole bunch of nature trips planned and trail running. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep, what other kind of drives do I have? You know, honestly, I was with some of my friends this past weekend. Holy shit. This past weekend. So I had a lot going on Saturday and I had to get my run in. So I got up at 6 a.m. to run in -6 degrees. Holy mother of God. It was fucking cold, but I got it done. And then my friend picks me up. And I was with this friend, and we were kind of reminiscing about some of the music that we listened to when we were in high school, and we still listen to it. If you recall, I did my Spotify Spotify Wrapped, and an artist named Sam LaChow was on there. Sam LaChow is someone that me and my friend, that's who we listen to. We'd always listen to him. I put him on to him, and he like got, Sam's coming out with a new song. He'll text me. He's so hyped for it. I'm like, oh yeah. I vividly, we were talking about how his new song, one of our friends said he just doesn't have the lyrical depth that he used to have. And I'm just thinking like, the bro just did not have lyrical depth. He just talked about smoking pot. He's literally got a song called Rude Pussy where he spells it R-U-D-E-P-U-S-S-Y, Rude Pussy. And like, there's no lyrical depth to that. He's literally talking about some girl with a stinky ass pussy. But, well, where was I going with? Oh, I told him, I said, Jake, you know, I vividly remember us driving through this specific part of my town. It's kind of remote. There's some houses, but it's, for the most part, it's forest. It's forestrial. And us just like vibing and listening to the La Chow for hours. There's something about just two years ago, I went Christmas light looking with, I had someone ride co-pilot with me, and me and her just went around looking at Christmas. There's something about just driving that's very therapeutic. And I think that's why, you know, that was kind of the whole idea behind the podcast was, I go for a lot of drives, and when I do drive, sometimes I just talk to myself. So that was kind of, you guys know that's the whole premise behind the podcast. That's why I mic myself up. I talk, I get my thoughts out, and it's kind of a second form of meditation that I can do outside of yoga. Like, I'd fucking go out, boom, 7 a.m., like, yeah, let's go for a little drive. I very much enjoy my rides, like, to the state park in the morning, just, you know, sipping my pre-workout, and you know, we'll have a little bit of music on and just like, I don't know, it gets you in the right spot. You start thinking about what you want out of the run and how you're going to accomplish it. I just really like being in my car, guys. The 2018 Subaru Forester has done me. Bro, the bro next to us is listening to some banging music. Let's fucking go. All right. Green light. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude today's podcast. I hope you guys find something therapeutic in driving. If not, I hope you guys at least find therapy in coming to the Driving with Randy podcast. As always, we try to escape the world for a good 20 minutes out of every week. Fridays, 1 p.m. Central Time. You know where to find me. Driving with Randy. Ladies and gentlemen, rate me on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Boxcast, Podcast, Stitcher. You guys know the drill. Venmo, PayPal, link is in the description below. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of the podcast. And I hope you guys enjoyed it enough to see you back next week. If I don't, well, I hope you have a oh my God. I hope you guys have a wonderful life. Peace.